TMU Awards celebrate trailblazer Viola Desmond, by Ron Fanfare. In 1946, Viola Desmond refused to leave a new Glasgow theater balcony that was reserved for whites. Her actions inspired the civil rights movement in Canada, motivating blacks to fight for their human rights. Just over 7 decades later, Toronto Metropolitan University's TMU annual awards celebrating Desmond's courage and militant stand took place for the first time in a theater, the Elgin and Winter Garden in downtown Toronto, that donated the space. Viola Desmond made it possible for BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and people of color, women to sit in theater seats they pay for, said TMU Chancellor Daunet Chinloy Chang, who pledged $5,000 to a student bursary. And it is ironic that this theater we are in now is the venue for this event, because it opened the same year, 1913, as the Roseland Theater in Nova Scotia, which denied Viola a good seat that she paid for. This was Chinloy Chang's first community event since her installment as TMU's sixth chancellor last month. Viola Desmond's story is close to my heart, she said. While checking out of a supermarket recently, I pulled out a $10 bill to pay and asked the cashier if she knew whose photo was on the bill. She had no clue. When I told her, she was fascinated by the story of this Canadian legend. Events like the Viola Desmond Awards bring our community together by celebrating the achievements of Black women and gender-diverse people who follow in the legacy of Viola Desmond, Chinloy Chang added. At Toronto Metropolitan University, that legacy lives every day in our deep commitment to advancing equity, diversity, and inclusion. Over 160 women have received awards and bursaries in Viola Desmond's name in the last 16 years. The recipient of the TMU Alumni Award, Ashley Jane Lewis, learned about the trailblazer in grade 6 while being one of two Black students in high school in Aurora. This honor is enormous because Viola Desmond's actions have triggered some incredible changes that have led to the freedoms I and many others enjoy in this country, said the new media artist and creative technologist who is in the Black Scholars Institute inaugural cohort. The idea that there is some semblance of connection between her legacy and my work is very touching. Lewis's work, which focuses on interactive installations, bioart, social justice, and speculative design, offers a model that Black communities can adopt to deepen relationships to mutual aid, networked information, and resource distribution. She draws inspiration from living organisms like slime mold, mycelium, and other organic cultures to explore pathways to a more equitable future. During her undergraduate studies at TMU, Lewis designed the Obama board, a keyboard that swaps the sound of the note with a word from Barack Obama's inauguration speech in 2009. Second-year journalism and LGBTQ+ studies student Chris Nippard was the recipient of the student award. The award is a big deal for me, particularly in the political climate we are seeing in the West, with a lot of hatred towards women and people of color, said the 19-year-old, who is the programming outreach support lead at the Toronto Met Students Union Queer Space. It is nice to see there are still these spaces where we are celebrating diverse members of our community who are putting in the hard work. Growing up in Scarborough was challenging for Nippard, who is passionate about human rights and social justice, particularly for racialized queer and trans people. Being young, Black, and gay was confusing for me, as I didn't see a lot of representation, she said. With Gen Z media, I realized I could get people to listen to the things that are important to me. I figured I could be the change I want to see in the world. TMU student bursaries were presented to Hermela Tay, Titilayo Coker Oshiwoga, and 2024 RTA School of Media Studies graduates Faith Ann Clark and Chelsea Campbell. I understand how much media can impact how we view ourselves, how we view others, and how we treat other people, said Campbell, who is a first-generation Canadian. I want to contribute to authentic and accurate representations of Black women. To be recognized with an award that honors such a pivotal changemaker in Black Canadian history is very meaningful to me. She was among the second cohort in the Onyx Scholarship Program, which includes personalized training and career coaching, mentorship, interview preparation, and other job readiness resources. From a young age, Clark has had a passion for media production and storytelling. Active participation in joining and creating Black-led clubs, creating authentic media featuring underrepresented communities, and addressing systemic issues Black Canadians face reflect her commitment to advocacy, positive change, and her resilience and leadership that have helped her navigate the educational system despite its inherent challenges, said her nominator. Faith Ann embodies Viola Desmond's legacy of resilience by employing her problem-solving skills and maintaining courage and strength in the face of barriers and challenges throughout her post-secondary career. Learning about Desmond in elementary school inspired Clark, who is a Bell Media floor director. She had courage and resilience, and I always wanted to use my voice to follow in her footsteps, she said. This was the first time TMU's Office of the Vice President, Equity and Community Inclusion, OVPECI, partnered with a faculty to host the event. For me in our office, this is one of the important lights of the year, said Tanya, Tony DeMello, who is the OVPECI Vice Chair. It is an important and wonderful celebration where we get to showcase our Black women and gender diverse people on our campus who are demonstrating excellence and, more than that, are making a contribution to change our entire community. What the Viola Desmond Awards are about is to make sure that the Black women and gender diverse people who are making those changes today in our community are not invisible, that they are up on a stage, that they are in light, and that we say we see you and we recognize you, you matter. TMU's Lincoln Alexander School of Law put their hand up to be the inaugural host partner. This TMU signature initiative is, not surprisingly, very much aligned with our values at the law school, noted Donna Young, who is the inaugural dean. At Lincoln Alexander Law, we are training future lawyers how to adapt to an increasingly innovation-based economy and how to design solutions for evolving societal changes, including equity, inclusion, and access to justice. Our faculty and staff bear a collective responsibility not only to prepare our students to become skilled professionals, but to inspire their development to become engaged, informed, and passionate citizens who are committed to serving their communities. Tonight is an important opportunity to gather as a community and to learn about the formidable Black women and gender-diverse people who are truly making a difference in their professional and personal lives. I can't wait for all of you to hear more about them and come away inspired to take meaningful actions in service of a more inclusive, equitable, and stronger future for all of us. The law school launched the Viola Desmond Community Leader Awards that were presented to Charlene Theodore, Luanda Campbell, and Safia Thompson.